I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week here, and helping us navigate through the Wild West of ETFs is Tom Lydon. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it is etftrends.com. You can follow Tom on Twitter at Tom Lydon. You can follow ETF Trends at ETF Trends. And all I can say after that introduction, Tom Lydon, howdy, partner.
How are you, Chuck?
I'm good. I need to remind folks that Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower's mission is to restore confidence with investors who've lost trust in the traditional model. If you're seeking an advisor you can trust, start your search at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the iShares S&P Emerging Markets Infrastructure Index Fund, ticker symbol EMIF.
Ticker symbol EMIF for the iShares Emerging Markets Infrastructure Fund. And why this fund now? Because a lot of folks have been saying emerging markets debt, but obviously emerging markets infrastructure, different story.
Absolutely, Chuck. There are a lot that may be giving in the thumbs down on this, but when you dig down deep, here's the issue. Trade is off. China markets, emerging markets in general, are down compared to how our markets have performed lately. However, when you look at the underlying holdings, and they're all infrastructure-based, and the premise behind what's going on in emerging markets, you really would give it the thumbs up. I'll give you an example. There's a slowdown in emerging markets, but Brazil, for example, is putting in $133 billion in private investments in roads and rails as they prepare for the 2014 World Cup and the 2016 Summer Olympics.
Right.
China, as well, is allocating over $150 billion in new subways, highways, and other infrastructure products. And many say that that could add as much as 2% to China's annual GDP. So there's a lot of great news and information regarding infrastructure, even though global trade is slowing down.
Now, when you take a look at a play like this, how does it fit into the bigger picture? Because it's obviously highly specialized, or as the ETF world likes to call it, it is granular. And people do get ETF or emerging markets exposure in other ways. So how much do you want to tilt in this direction? How does this fit into a bigger portfolio picture?
You're right, Chuck. So just to give you an idea, there are 30 holdings. And also, there's a decent dividend because a lot of these companies got a lot of cash on hand. So the dividend's actually over 2.5%.
And that's not really something you'd expect from anything that has emerging markets in the name. Is a
you
big
wouldn't,
dividend.
But if you look at the companies themselves, being 30 pretty large cap companies, but they are focused. They're very much focused in the transportation area and electric utilities. That combined is two-thirds of the portfolio. So you want to take into account that these are build-out types of corporations. And even though global trade, meaning all the other goods that you can think about, are slowing down from a demand standpoint, in emerging markets, there's a huge mandate to continue to build out in from an infrastructure standpoint. And that will continue to happen. Even though GDP is shrinking in emerging markets, it's not going negative like we did in the U.S. It's maybe slowing down from, a 5-7% area to a 3-4% area. But a lot of that growth is based in the infrastructure area.
So it's not really emerging markets mega caps, because I'm not sure you could call some of the companies here mega caps, but it is emerging markets downturn proof businesses.
Yeah, I think you'd look at this from an allocation standpoint is if you have emerging markets now and you're concerned about the recent decline, but you want to have coverage in the emerging markets area, diversify a portion of your emerging markets holding to emerging market infrastructure. It's a little bit of a safety move, let's say, for those areas in emerging markets that you feel more confident will continue to have business at a steady rate.
How much is this appropriate for? What kind of percentage of somebody's emerging markets exposure or overall assets should they be looking at in a trade like this?
Yeah, so for something like this, if you have in a growth portfolio and you have 15% of your portfolio in emerging markets, which doesn't sound to be too outrageous at this point, just based on the fact that there's been huge growth overseas, take one-third of that, or 5% of your overall growth portfolio, put into this ETF, and I think in the next 3 to 5 years, you'll be very happy.
And that answers the other question I was going to have, which is sort of what the holding period is. And you're starting at 3 to 5 years, but it sort of sounds like this is one of those things that's a base component that could be with you for even longer than that.
Well, you think so, because we think emerging markets are probably going to be growing for the next few decades. But like any investment, you want to make sure you check in from time to time.
So it is the ETF of the week. It is the iShares S&P Emerging Markets Infrastructure Index Fund, the ticker symbol EMIF. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information, it is at ETF Trends on Twitter, at Tom Lydon on Twitter, ETFTrends.com. And Tom Lydon, it's always great to chat with you. I know you're safely traveling this week, hopefully, at the Morningstar ETF Invest Conference. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Have a great week.
There is much more of Money Life yet to lead today, so stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.